Blog Talk Radio.
And the Holy Ghost was there moving at the Billion Praise Revival in a multitudinous way. We're in the midst of a new awakening now, a new awakening. When you study your history, you will discover that there have been awakenings throughout history. Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening in the 1740s. And now in 2014, we are in the midst of the new awakening. Thank you, Jesus. And by new awakening, we mean a spiritual shift. There is a spiritual shift going on in the land, and it's spreading worldwide. A spiritual shift going on. Open your eyes. Open your ears. There's a spiritual shift going on throughout the land. And for centuries and even eras, people approach God with the give me, give me, give me approach. But the spiritual shift calls for people to shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. And we are challenging people all over the world to start thanking God 1,000 times a day. We believe that God already knows what you need. And if you will just continuously give him the praise that he deserves, Isaiah 65 and 24 will come to pass, which says, before you call, he will answer, and while you're yet speaking, he will hear. God will fix things for you. Just have an attitude of gratitude. That's what it's centered around, an attitude of gratitude. A lot of people take God for granted, and it doesn't seem like he matters to them. But they got time to do everything they want to do, but they don't have time to spend 30 minutes with God to give him 1,000 praises. We got to have an attitude of gratitude. God bless all of you. Good morning to everybody on the line. Good morning to you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all awake. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Let's go into our praise time. You got a praise for him, and you can't get it out. Get it out this morning. We do want to praise him and give him the attitude of gratitude. This is a praise check. That means everybody open your mouth. Let's give him praise. The line is open to you this morning.
Corners of Brazil and all over
in Indonesia and everywhere like that. People listening want to get some inspiration, and you got a testimony that could help them. Don't sit there. The Bible says in Psalms 105, verses 1 and 2, and then, yeah, it says, make known his deeds among the people. And shortly following, it says, tell of his goodness. Amen. All right. Getting ready to open up this Q&A prayer session. Are you ready? Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Let me tell you a praise report if I do that. I think we carried this worldwide and recorded it, I think. We had the revival, the closing night of the revival. They recorded my message. I preached about how to be revived and stay revived. And God dropped in that place everywhere. Oh, my God. We had such a great time. How to be revived. I may share that with you. My God, may share it on tomorrow, may, how to be revived. Amen, that message that went worldwide. Amen, God bless you. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? I want to thank you. Let me just say this before you come on. We do praise God for all of you. Amen, for all of you. My God, you're so wonderful. And somebody called me yesterday. First of all, I got a text. I was going through some storms yesterday, and God put our first lady, God put me on her heart. She texted me such a wonderful text. Thank you so much. It helped me get through the day. And then I got some calls from others. Lord put me on their heart. And one person said they were thanking God 1,000 times for me. Amen. I've never had that to happen to me ever before. I've always given thanks for people, over 50 billion praises. God bless you. But I've never had anybody ever that they were thanking God 1,000 times for me. It meant a lot to me. And I'm better today. Thank you, Jesus, because of the prayers of the saints and the texts. Thank you so much, Master Lady Betty. We do honor all of you on this prayer line. My God. Thank God for you. We thank God for, of course, our First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, to the Mother of Nation, my 94-year-old mother, Mother Andrew Johnson, who is over our prayer warriors. Thank God for Dr. Mary Lacey, who basically has been there for us all this time. And we celebrate all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. Amen. Stern. All of you. And Ambassador-elect, Special Sister Gina, and Ambassador-elect Prophet Stith. Amen. And our first ambassador, of course, who was her and her bishop, Bishop Hagen, were our first ambassadors. Amen. Julie Hagen and Bishop Hagen. God bless all of you. To all the mothers who've been praying for me so much, thank you so much, mothers. It has made a lot of difference in my life, if never before. Thank you so much, and all of the pastors, amen. Of course, we honor all the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and Pastor James Williams, and Elder Davis, Elder Coates, and all of you. We appreciate your presence. You know, I learned something some time ago, that people don't have to care about you. They really don't. Don't ever get so that you think people have to care about you. They don't have to care about you. There's too much going on around us in this society. So thank you for showing that you care about being on this prayer line. We love you, and we praise God for you. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? If so, give us our identification on the blog line that's been touched.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. We do salute you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Thank God for our international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Betty Joyce Johnson, who's the first lady of this line. We do honor, amen, Mother Adelie Johnson, mother to the nation, who is certainly an ambassador in her own right. We do honor all of the ambassadors and the ambassadors-elect, to all of the pastors, all the other broadcasters, to everyone that have joined us from all around the world. And we also thank God even for Ambassador Bishop Hagen as well. Every one of you, may God ever bless you. And I am Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, the live studio. We can be reached 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world, Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Iran, Canada, China, Ecuador, Mexico, Sudan, Jerusalem, the Virgin Islands, Venezuela, Czech Republic, you name it, Russia, Africa, just basically all over the world. And we can be accessed through and by all of the social media, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We are the largest social radio, talk radio in the world. And we are so grateful. We thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, for the outstanding, excellent work that you're doing in broadcasting and getting this around the world. May God forever bless you and yours. And again, we can be reached 347-934-0207. God bless you, sir. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. We appreciate you so very, very much. God bless you. Open up the Q&A praise report session. I want you to get press star 6 and number 1 if you want to.
Q&A session started.
Press star 6 and number 1 if you want to be on the Q&A praise session. I want to check a couple of things. We want to make sure that we want to keep your line open. With 708-672, identify yourself, 708-672.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Let me check a few other things before we begin. Let's see, would you identify yourself at 816-772, would you identify yourself? All right, 816-772, identify yourself. All right, God bless you. You know, we want to just make sure that on the line we have people who are with us. Amen. If we can identify you, then we'll have to mute your line. Amen. With 847-224, identify yourself. 847-224, identify yourself. All right, I'm opening your line. Identify yourself now.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. Let me go back here. Maybe. Yeah. Right. Good. Okay. With 312-972, I'm opening your line. Identify yourself.
Aretha Scott.
Okay.
Aretha Scott. I'm Chicago.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
All right. Give us just another moment, and we'll be ready to move forward with our praise report. Start pressing star 6 and then 1. If you have a praise report, now obey. Press star 6 and 1. We're trying to do this in the proper way. With 913-299, identify yourself. I'm opening your line now. 913-299, you can speak. All right? Open. Identify yourself. 913-299. All right? Is that 299? I'm a 219-944. Identify yourself.
This is Glenn Peterson here, amen.
Amen, Sister Peterson. All right. And with 773-4879, your line is open. Identify yourself.
Ernestine Riley.
All right. And I hope you all understand, you know, the enemy doesn't like what you're doing. And we're trying to get people who are on board with us. Amen. So we need to know who you are. Amen. God bless all of you. I'm going to try it again. with 299-8140. Identify yourself. Your line is open. All right. God bless you. We've had to mute that line. Any lines that we don't really know about. Amen. God bless all the rest of you. Now, thank you in the name of Jesus. Brother Willie Johnson, you have a praise report. I'm going to unmute your line. Listen, I want to just say to you again, everybody, if you have a praise report, and everybody ought to be clicking *6 and then 1, because you ought to have a praise report. *6 and then the number 1. *6, 1. And that will indicate that you want to give a praise report. *6 and 1. All right, *6 and 1. All right. Go ahead, Mother Willie Johnson, you're recognized. Amen. Give you a praise report.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, Dr. Johnson, I just thank and praise God for you and how you are leading us through the prayer line and all your prayers and First Lady. I just thank and praise God for you all because on the prayer line I get a lot of results out of when you're praying for me and just praying for my family. I just thank and praise God for what you're doing. So just keep doing what you're doing, and I know you will be blessed.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. We appreciate you. All right, going to 860-834. Your line is unmuted. Go ahead and give your praise report. Sister Sheila, amen. Go ahead, 834.
Good morning, good morning. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day that I never seen before. I thank God this morning for this wonderful prayer line. I want to piggyback on Mother Johnson from Indiana. You are doing great things, and I'm thanking God for giving God all the praise and honor, how he's truly, truly blessing you, leading Lady Betty. Thank you for being his back, his rock. I thank you, Mother Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all your staff on this line, I'm just giving God the praise because this is something we look forward to. So we're just thanking God this morning from all that you have done, Dr. Johnson, and what you're going to do. Thank God for you. God bless everyone on this prayer line. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless you. My, my, my. Thank you so much. All right. You know, everybody needs to be encouraged. I don't care who you are, what bishop you are, what apostle, whatever you are, amen, pope, whoever you are. You need to be encouraged, amen. Because you've got to understand that the enemy, when you're doing something for the Lord and something huge, anything for the Lord, the enemy will try to defeat you. And if you're doing something huge for the Lord, let me tell you, he will send forces everywhere to try to distract you, hinder you, get in something that's been good and try to turn it around, infuse it. He'll just all kind of tactics. Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer, she was talking about last night how the enemy comes in disguise. He does come in disguise. He doesn't want you to see him coming. And he will come in people closest around you. Yeah, closest around you, trying to discourage you and trying to distract you. And so just keep your eyes on the prize. I just want to tell you. God bless you, Sister Peterson. The line is open to you for your praise report.
Good morning. God bless you. Give it unto God and you, Pastor Johnson. I don't want to pray. I thank and praise God I'm back home. I'm back home safe and I finally got home. Took me some days to get here. It was a airline problem. I thank and praise God everything's well. I thank and praise God he kept me. Thank and praise God that he kept me to get through the feeling. There are two things to go through. So I thank and praise you for the condoning your sin. And I thank God that you ever thinking about me and praying for me. And God bless you. God bless everyone. Prayer line. Thank God for the prayer line.
God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? Press *6 and then the number 1. Amen. I'm going to Sister Ernestine Riley. Your line is open. Please, you have a praise report. I know the Lord's been good to you. Give us a praise report, Sister Ernestine Riley.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. First of all, I just thank God for allowing me to see another day. I thank God because he woke me up this morning, and not only did he wake me up, but he allowed me to get up, because many woke up and was not able to get up. And I count that a blessing. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for you, Dr. Jensen. And I don't say much, but you're always in my prayers. I thank God because I praise God for your faithfulness, because I tell God, I thank God because when I get on the prayer line, you are there. When I come on the blog line, you are there. And I thank God for that faithfulness, and it encourages me to be faithful in the work that he has given me to do. And quickly, I just want to say, at the beginning of the year, you told us to write down 10 things that we wanted God to do for you. And God has been so good. The only thing I could think of, I said, God, I said, I want you to do as, I wanted to pray the prayer as Jabez prayed, Lord, enlarge my territory. But it was for us to do the work of the Lord. And I'll tell you, ever since I said that, God has just blessed me in the ministry in so many ways. And I thank God for that, and I just want to be faithful in that work that he has given me to do.
My God, thank you so much, Sister Riley. Amen. I know I don't take it for granted, because I know people don't have to notice what you're doing. Amen. Some people can work all day and all night and do. I got a text yesterday that said, thank God, you're doing phenomenal work in the Lord. Amen. I appreciate that so very much. And incredible. Thank God for that. People don't have to notice what you're doing. Most people in their own world, they're going about their own way, and they're only concerned about themselves. So when people notice what you're doing, I don't take it lightly. Amen. I don't know how people couldn't see how the Lord, I give him the glory, started us with 3 people, and now we're reaching over 90 million. And I got a report, I think, on yesterday, that there's some interest now in the Asian line that has over 600 million people on that Asian line. I don't know. Ambassador Hagan, if you're still there, can you give us a report on that? We're praying that God would open up that line to us. Go ahead. If you're there. All right, let us know when you're there. I'll press *6 and then #1, and we'll be happy to recognize you. All right, Sister Benita, your line is open. Give your praise report.
Good morning. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I just thank the Lord for taking me to the women's convention and for my jurisdiction last week, and I praise God because I have been inviting people to come to the prayer line, and last week and yesterday, I had several people to tell me that they have been on the line. They didn't say anything, but they did come on the line, and they said that they did enjoy it. And I'm sort of disappointed because I missed the blog line on last night, and I was looking forward to praying with you, Ambassador Johnson. Thank you.
Let me just say that we had a little miscue last night on the blog line. On the time, I thought when I tuned in, it told me to come in at 10 o'clock. But then they put me on at 9 o'clock, and I didn't know. So I got the last tail end of it, the end of it. And tonight we plan to be there, I believe. It's 9 o'clock tonight, regular schedule tonight.
Oh.
And I want to thank you, because a lot of people, you know, they do all what they want to do, and they don't have 30 minutes to give God 1,000 thank yous. I thank you for taking time to be there with us. Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Ambassador Alexa, Sister Gina Hodges, the line is open to you. Praise report.
Good morning. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. I want to thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. I want to thank the Lord for how he touched my body. I hadn't been saying anything, but it seems like ever since Sunday, the enemy just tried to attack my body to the point where I was home, sick in bed. But you know what? He did not win. I'm up. bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, getting ready to get up out of here. But, Dr. Johnson, I just want to thank the Lord for you and for Lady Betty, because I know you wear many hats, and you don't wear small hats. You wear the big hats. And I thank God for you, for your determination, for how you go about making sure that things are done in a spirit of excellence to serve God's people. And I thank God for you. You are doing a wonderful job, not only at Amazing Grace, but in your Bernard Johnson Ministries, First Fruit Prayer Line, the Youth Prayer Line, the Blog Line, and still carrying on wherever you can be used. And I thank God for you. And you continue. Please continue to do the work of the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Amen. And Mother Ellie Johnson, she gave me a talking to yesterday. I wonder if she up on the line, Mother Johnson. And she said, son, you got so much pressure on you. But you come through every time. That's what she said. Mom, are you on the line? Let me see. Yeah, Mother Ellie Johnson. We'll get her up. In just a moment, folks. But I just want to appreciate all of you again. It's so very, very important that we appreciate one another. Bless you so much. Ambassador, Lady Betty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mother. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, thank you to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Speak just a little louder.
Giving honor to God this morning, hallelujah, and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and his lovely companion, and all the people of the Lord. I just magnify the Lord this morning because he's so good to me. I thank God because I'm feeling so much better this morning. I love the Lord, and I tell you, he's lifted me up higher than Satan thought he could do. I've been kind of under the weather, but the Lord is lifting me. And I thank God for that. Thank God for a good night's rest. And I thank God for salvation. Thank God because I'm saved this morning, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and with love in my heart for everyone. I love every one of you, and I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson as I pray for you that God will ever get the glory out of my life. And the Elder Johnson, Dr. Johnson, thank God for you. Thank God you are my son. I praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm glad to know that he's my son. And little you know, he's just a humble son. Anything he can do for Mother Johnson, he does it. And I thank God for him. I praise God. I just pray all the time for him. He don't know I'm praying, but I'm praying for my son. God bless you and keep you. Love you and God bless you.
I love you too, Mother, and when you don't think I'm listening to you. Amen. God bless you so very much. And would you think that she's 94 years old? She sounds like she's 45. God bless her, Mother Ellie Johnson. And if we can, I want to see if we can get Ambassador Lady Betty to say something. Amen. She's a very humble person. And, always in the background, but she's the mover and shaker. Mother, Ambassador.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to everyone.